marking a moment in the civil rights movement. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. Moments from now, President Biden will board Air Force One and head to Selma, Alabama. On this day, 58 years ago, black civil rights activists were beaten and tear-gassed by white police officers as they tried to cross the Edmund Pettus Bridge.
The Bloody Sunday marches spurred Congress to pass the Voting Rights Act of 1965. Today marks the third time President Biden has visited Selma for the annual voting rights commemoration. He was there during the 2020 election and also in 2013 as vice president.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. In a statement, Vice President Kamala Harris said we must redouble our efforts and renew our commitment to protect the freedom to vote. She says extremists have worked to dismantle voting protections. The greatest risks to our national security will be unveiled by the intelligence community this week during congressional hearings. Evolving threats from China likely to be among them.
Conventional wisdom was the more you bring China into the world order, the more they're going to change. And that assumption was just plain wrong.
Senate Democrat Mark Warner on Fox News Sunday. When it comes to the origins of COVID-19, another U.S. agency believes it was accidentally released from a lab in Wuhan, China. This is fueling a bipartisan bicameral push for the White House to declassify all information on the virus's origins.
Give us the facts. Be transparent with us. But understand, with this virus, they have told us all kinds of things that turned out to be false. I mean, they told us it didn't come from a lab. Now, again, it looks like it sure did because the Department of Energy, FBI, everyone says it came from a lab. Now, they said it wasn't gain-of-function research. Sure looks like it was.
House Republican Jim Jordan on Fox's Sunday Morning Futures. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A California beach was the backdrop for a shooting last night. Police in Los Angeles say five people were hurt at Royal Palms Beach. A suspect is being sought. A bill to ban assault weapons has been introduced in Colorado.
The Democrat-sponsored bill prohibits a person from manufacturing, purchasing, or selling an assault weapon, as well as rapid-fire trigger activators. This Colorado bill defines assault weapons as certain semi-automatic rifles, rifles with fixed large-capacity magazines, or 50-caliber rifles. Gun show vendors and licensed firearms dealers who violate the law would face civil penalties. Anyone who violates the rapid-fire trigger activator provision would face a Class 2 misdemeanor. Colorado Republicans were quick to react to this proposed legislation, tweeting, "Democrats are coming for your Second Amendment rights to defend yourself in Colorado." Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
More cost cutting at FedEx.
FedEx Freight enacting another round of what it calls temporary furloughs in some U.S. markets today through the end of May. The shipping giant says to align its workforce with operational requirements. Some employees will be offered transfers to other markets, and we're told that furlough workers will continue to receive benefits and incentives. No word on how many of FedEx Freight's tens of thousands of workers will be furloughed. More than 12,000 lost their jobs or left through attrition since last summer. Amid plummeting demand, resource consolidation, and efforts to boost revenues. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
A bald eagle has been hunted and killed in Nebraska. That's according to police in Stanton County, who cited two men from Honduras. Police say the men wanted to eat the bird. Authorities believe the men may not have understood that bald eagles are protected under federal law. Bald eagles were once on the brink of extinction. Pam Puzo, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.